Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota. It's cold Monday and Tuesday. Kids are out of school Monday, Tuesday, so I guess the school year is going to go on into the middle of June. Then it sort of turned warm, and then on Thursday morning came that gorgeous snowfall. People sitting around the Chatterbox Cafe talking about whatever they talk about and drinking coffee. And somebody says, look, it's snowing, and everybody's quiet, and they look out the windows, and the air is full of snow, this great hush in the world, this enormous whispering in the entire world, and everybody's quiet for a moment. And this little town is turned into wilderness. Even the big city turned into wilderness when the snow falls 6 inches of it in one day, and things are absolutely quiet, and the world is no longer centered around us. We are spectators. And then the snowplow comes along, and then we get back to whatever we thought we were doing in the first place. So Pastor Liz has broken up with her boyfriend Cliff. She proposed to him. We could see that in the Moonlight Bay Supper Club last Sunday. She proposed to him right in front of everybody, and he asked to think about it. But you don't need to think about a thing like that. So he's gone. He's out of the picture. It was a tough week for romance. There's been this shortage of propane, and people worried about it. And a big truck, tanker truck, pulled in and parked on Main Street, said propane on the side. And here was a man who was offering to sell propane. He was a good-looking man, kind of like a salesman, but he said he would only talk to women. He wouldn't sell it to men. He would only talk to women. So Dwayne Tollerute and his wife Marilyn were in town. She said, well, I'll go over and talk to him. So she did. He was kind of a good-looking guy, kind of longish hair and kind of a week's growth of beard and kind of a brown cowboy hat and cowboy boots and a striped suit, and they stood there talking. Dwayne watched from the pickup truck across the street, and then he saw Marilyn put her hand on the man's arm, and the man put his hand on Marilyn's shoulder. And then after a while, she came back. Dwayne was ready to shoot him. If he'd had a gun on him, he might have done it. Marilyn came back, and she said, well, she said, he's got propane for sale, but the deal is that he would have to come live with us until spring, and then he'll sell us all the propane. Well, I hope you told him no. Well, no, I want to see what you thought. Well, we're not going to have some stranger. It could be a maniac, a homicidal maniac, or some heinous criminal come live with us. Use your head. Well, he seemed like a very nice man. Well, if you want him to come live with us, I'll go elsewhere and you can have him come and live with us if that's what you want. No, don't be silly. Don't be silly. I just wanted to see what you wanted. They drove home. They moved their bed down into the kitchen where they have an electric heater. And they didn't say much to each other for about a day and a half. He was thinking about that good-looking man in the cowboy boots and the brown cowboy hat. Myrtle and Florian Krebsbach are not speaking to each other. They seem to have broken up after 61 years of marriage. This is an old argument. She wants to move into a senior high-rise in St. Cloud, and he doesn't, but he doesn't know how to argue because they are in their 80s, after all. So what he does to defend himself is to keep buying old tractors and implements at farm auctions. And he's got about 5 acres of them out there on the farm, and she insists that they need to move into town and do it now while they're still mobile. And she put 3 of his prize pieces on eBay. She put a John Deere 270 on and a 1954 Alice Chalmers, and she put on this old 1917 steam-powered thresher on eBay, and she got a fabulous offer, enough to buy an apartment, and she told him about it and brought him the bill of sale, and he said, well, I'll think about it. He's a slow thinker. And so weeks went by, and she forged his signature on the bill of sale, and she had her son Donnie come out when Florian was ice fishing, and he hauled the stuff away on a flatbed trailer and sold it, and she's got the check. And Florian went off to some undisclosed location, some motel somewhere, and she's at home, but she doesn't drive, so she's just furious. She's just spitting mad. Carl, their son, thank goodness, has caller ID, so when she calls him about 8, 10, 12, 15 times a day, he does not have to pick up. And how this will end, nobody has any idea. Donnie says, well, they're finally going to break up, and it's about time. They never did get along. 61 years they managed, but now it's all over, and I wish them well. It was a tough week for romance, but the birds seem to be interested in mating, and raccoons are out sniffing around, and white-tailed deer are consuming browse, and they're looking at each other with an interested eye. There was a raccoon that got into the basement at Clinton, Irene Benson's house, and she heard it about 3 a.m. And she said, there's somebody downstairs. Call 911. Well, he got up out of bed. Men like to work these things out themselves. And he went downstairs. He heard scratching. And he figured it was a raccoon. Had gotten into the basement. He went up in the fridge, and he got out pork sausage. And he injected some molasses into it. And he warmed it up just enough to give it a little aroma. And he tied fish line around the end of it. And he took it down to the basement. And he saw the eyes of the raccoon over in the corner behind the dryer. And he tossed that pork sausage over that way. And the raccoon took a few steps out. And he just towed that sausage across the floor. And the raccoon followed it, and up the stairs, and outside. And he tossed the sausage to the raccoon. Went downstairs, closed that basement window that had blown open, went up to bed and crawled into the great warmth of his wife lying there. She turned and she put her arms around him. And she said, how did you do that? Oh, he said, I just talked to the raccoon. I just said, she said, I didn't know you could do that. He said, there's all sorts of things I can do that you may not be aware of. His lips were pressed against the side of her neck, the side of her neck that is particularly sensitive. And when he kissed her, she trembled. She trembled with feeling. This woman who has a whole closet shelf full of creams and lotions and anti-wrinkling liquids and all of these things. So worried about turning 60. But you know, in the dark, we're all of us 17 years old. We have 17-year-old hearts, and there's a great deal of darkness in the winter. Still, a lot of it left, and that's all I'm going to say about that. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.